Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, listeners, and this is your host, Patrick Cavanaugh, on U.S. News Daily Radio. It is September 14th, 2017, and 8:46 on the East Coast of the United States. Hope everybody's having a great day, and dodging the weather has been bouncing around for like a month now, I guess you could say. First off, I just want to thank all of our listeners for faithfully tuning in to either WZEP, Metroplex News Radio, or our brand new station, U.S. News Daily Radio. And I just want to say thank you very much for tuning in and listening to us ramble on about things that we think are important. Today's subject basically is news broadcasters. You know, a lot of people like to call mainstream media or whatever. And I'll be honest, I'm an independent. I mean, I try to stay as objective as possible. When I mean an independent, I mean I try not to be too extreme on my thinking about what's good and what's not for the country as far as parties go. As you can tell by our broadcasts and our news outlets and stuff like this, we try to be as objective as possible, not either lean one way or the other way. News broadcasting is supposed to be, but hasn't been recently. Like, I was watching CNN this morning for about 5 minutes, and when I was growing up, I'm 57 years old, I used to watch Walter Cronkite and Peter Jennings and professional news reporters and anchormen and stuff like this that really didn't spout on the radio or TV their own personal agendas or whatever like this. And I was just watching CNN. I used to think CNN was really good back in the 90s and even up until a couple of years ago. And I said, wow, I used to think CNN was pretty good. I know a lot of people watch CNN. But what I've seen on CNN, MSNBC, CBS, ABC, well, ABC is just turned into an entertainment station. I mean, Good Morning America is more like a circus than a news broadcast. I mean, I watch Good Morning America once in a great while, but it's not really a news show anymore. It's more of an entertainment show and everything. You look at it in the 7 o'clock morning, it looks like you're, the set's so glitzy and stuff. You look like, it looks like you're watching Dancing with Stars. Ever since I was 8 years old, I used to watch the Today Show, but I personally don't like Mr. Lauer. I think his ego is bigger than the set. And I don't, and I haven't watched the Today Show. I used to watch the Today Show regularly since I was 8 years old. I used to always like to watch the news when I was a kid. And the main thing I watched the news on was the Today Show or NBC. What I've seen, and like I said, is these news networks, the news outlets, these big mega corporations and stuff are just spouting their own opinions, not really, and trying to make everybody agree with them. That's not very cool in my terminology. I think the news should be independent. Boy, they must be thinking about me or something. I keep coughing here. Independent and be progressive and try to be as independent and objective as possible. And I think that's probably what's wrong with the news now. If you don't agree with them, you know, they wouldn't like it. It's very odd and everything. Like I said, I was watching CNN for about 5 minutes, and they were talking about the wall that President Trump wants to build. And it wasn't like an objective thing. It was a sarcastic attitude about the whole thing. And this is from the correspondent, or whatever you want to call her, asking the questions. It's not one of the guests or something like this. I mean, she had an attitude about her. and everything. I just think it's, and I don't think it was, just by the tone of her voice, that she wasn't being objective. So I think that's part of the problem. I think these major news corporations and stuff like this are so worried about numbers and entertainment value and not really covering the news anymore. And I think that's part of the problem. So when a little news group like ours or some other little news group and stuff like this, we pose a genuine threat, I think, to these mega news corporations in the fact that we're offering a different way to get your news. And I'm not just talking about us. I'm talking about other online news companies and broadcasts and radio shows and things like this that are, are available and that type of thing. So what I'm thinking here is that it's better to be objective when you get the news. Now, personally, I'm going to recommend Fox News. A lot of people are going to say they're too Republican. Well, sometimes maybe. But the point is, they still report the news. And they, in most parts, they're pretty, objective. And everything, especially compared to CNN. And I think what it is that these people on TV and everything think that they make, a large amount of money. Like that guy, Matt Lauer, he makes an insane amount of money, which is ridiculous. And everything. And I think that's part of the problem, too. These guys make way too much money. Even Bill O'Reilly. I mean, the guy's a multi-millionaire over and over and over and everything. And sure, he got fired from Fox, but it's not like he's out in the street trying to clip coupons. I mean, these guys just make way too much money. Yes, when I'm doing this show, I am making money, but nothing like those guys are making. It's not like I'm doing this for free. I think there's a major issue about, what's going on as far as news. I think you have to find a good independent or maybe not even independent, but a good place to watch your news to get objective, unbiased news. That's what you have to do. It's very strange. It seems like they're almost trying to program people to agree with them. But that's my opinion as far as that goes. But, like, so I have personally, I haven't watched NBC, ABC, or CBS regular TV shows because, the way I look at this, I'm, like I said, 57 years old. I've been through a few presidential elections. I've never seen anything as nasty as this ever and everything. So I refuse to support these guys because if they're going to be as nasty as they are towards the President of the United States, even if you don't like President Trump, the guy won, it's over, it's done, blah, 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 and he should let it go. But for some reason, there's definitely darker forces trying to cause disruptions in the U.S. political system and trying to program the millennials. The millennials go out and protest. They don't even know what they're protesting. That's part of the problem. So when it comes right down to it, you got these kids that are 21 or 22. If you would just get them aside and ask them what are they protesting, they wouldn't have a clue. So that's part of the problem too. But that's pretty much it for this morning, folks. I think the news for today is find a independent, non-biased news feed, no matter what it is, newspaper, online newspaper. Radio, independent radio broadcast, whatever it might be, I think you'll get fresher, more independent reporting than you would from any of the larger outlets anymore. But anyway, that's pretty much it for now. We'll see you again real soon here on U.S. News Daily Radio. And remember to tune in to WZEP and go to our main radio page. It's Metroplex Radio 360FM.webstart.com. Once again, Metroplex Radio 360 it's Metroplex Radio 360.webstarts.com where you can find our broadcast and CEP and some great listening coming from Radio 181 FM. In case you folks didn't know, We lost Ryu SFI. They went out of business unexpectedly, so we had to replace it with a new setup. But we're back on the air with our tunes and stuff you can listen to while you do your work. But anyway, check it out and let us know what you think. And we'll be back real soon. And you have a great day. And if you can, and if you're on the East Coast of the U.S. or in New Jersey and Pennsylvania, New York, it's supposed to get rain. So try to stay out of the rain. Have a great day.